What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Killian Ginnity of our digital team to answer your tech questions. But first of all, the death of Skype, Killian.
Skype is gone. Like, what was once the code word for video calls, which then became Zoom, which then became FaceTime, it's gone. It's been transitioned into Teams. So it's gone the way of MSN and Internet Explorer. Microsoft has said it's not being used enough. Now, when they bought it, it had about 170 million users. And that's dwindled down to like the low tens of millions.
And if you still have credit on Skype, what happens to that money?
So if you want to kind of keep your Skype account or anything like that, you have to transition it to Teams. And if you don't want to transition to Teams, you're going to lose things unless you're going to export your data.
Apple's been teasing.
They have been teasing. Like, this is interesting. Tim Cook put up a tweet saying this week and a little short video that said something's in the air. Now, this is expected to be the new MacBook Air on their new M4 chip. Now, what's really interesting about these is after the latest iPhone launch, they're really moving to a new generation where everything's going to be able to use their Apple AI. So this is going to give it a minimum power. So it's going to be a lot more powerful. And what's also interesting is that last week was Steve Jobs' 70th birthday, or what would have been. And the line in this ad was basically the same line that Steve Jobs used on the initial launch of the MacBook Air, which is the one that he took out of the envelope and stuff. Yeah.
So thin,
exactly. And so it seems that they're really plugging this as a new generation. And it's, of course, breaking the step between the M2 chip and those going forward.
Now, talk to me about Google Gemini and an update.
So Google Gemini is their AI. So if you think ChatGPT, but it's currently behind a paywall, but a new feature that they're bringing is live, Gemini Live. So you can take out your phone and open up your camera and ask Google Gemini about things that you're looking at. So if it's your headphones, I can ask Google Gemini, what are these headphones? Where can I buy them? Or you can tell it to watch your screen. So as you're scrolling on Facebook, let's say, and you see somebody with a nice car, you go, oh, tell me more about this car.
Remember Google Glass used to do exactly the same thing. You pointed at a wine bottle and it would tell you the vineyard, da 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 da. So,
but this is the thing. Google have always maintained that they've had the right ideas, just not packaged correctly. And I think this is the latest addition. So it is coming by the end of the month. You do have to pay for it as part of their Google One subscription. So it's about $21.99 a month. But along with that, you get their Google Workspace stuff. So 2 terabytes of Google Drive storage and stuff. So it is good. It's a very interesting change. And they've also updated their app for iOS. So they really are trying to move in on Siri and be that real AI assistant before Apple can get there.
Now, some of the questions coming in. I'm thinking of buying the new MacBook Air M4, which you've just been talking about. Should I also have an iPhone, or would my existing Samsung phone be compatible enough? That's from Martin.
So you can absolutely use it, but it won't be just quite as simple as Apple like it to be. So if you want it to be completely painless, get the iPhone. But if you are willing to use Microsoft Edge instead of Safari, you can have cross-platform. If you're willing to use Google Calendar, you'll have cross-platform. And it's really, really easy. Now, and one of the features that I know most people like to use on their Apple devices between each other is like AirDrop. You can install an application on the Mac called NearDrop. And that'll kind of allow you to do that between the Samsung, or if you're a little bit techier, it's much harder to do, but you can get Warp Share for your Android phone. It's not in the Play Store, but you can get the app, and then that will allow you to do the AirDrop as well. So can it be done? Yes. You need to be slightly techie to maintain it very well, though.
Next one, I have stuff on a TVD HDD box that I want to transfer to DVD to keep. I have recording ability on my laptop. How do I go about doing the transfer? It's going from HDMI to USB. I've tried, but so far it's not working at all.
So what usually happens with these, anytime something's recorded from your TV, it's encrypted. So just taking the file off isn't going to fix it. And what it sounds like you may have done is gotten a HDMI to USB-C adapter. They don't work in the way that people think. A lot of them, USB-C can do everything, but it's not created equal. So what you really need is probably a capture card. Now, there's cheap ones on Amazon for about £40. They're by a company called Ugreen. That'll allow you to plug your HDMI from your TV into it and USB into the box, into your laptop, and then that should actually give your footage across.
Any advice on getting an old DVD recorder fixed?
Now, this basically, they're not that difficult to fix. So what I would recommend is call around. Like, unfortunately, they're not that common to fix anymore. So maybe ask your local phone repair guy or computer repair guy. Companies like Uphone and Drata or ITVision.ie, they're like ones that kind of do a little bit of everything. They're not that difficult to fix, so they might be able to help you.
Robert has been on. He says, I have a Windows 10 laptop, but unfortunately it cannot support Windows 11. Otherwise, it's working perfectly. Does Killian believe I can continue to use it safely? I use McAfee antivirus software.
Yeah, you should be able to use that until the software doesn't allow you. To be honest, one of the strongest antivirus that I use is actually Windows Built-In Defender. It's actually very good, and any additional
and
protection
will still
after
be
that.
In there. But the question of patches, though, will they keep updating it once Windows?
So that's
when you become vulnerable.
So they will become slightly more vulnerable, but also it's one of them kind of things hackers are going to be trying to maintain up with the latest devices and the most amount of people. So as less people are using it, there's going to be less kind of focus.
But will Windows Defender be updated? Routinely, even if you're on a Windows 10 machine?
Until they stop supporting Windows 10. There's always a cutoff date, and once that date comes, unfortunately, it won't be.
All right, Killian, thank you very much. Loads more questions coming in, but no more time. That's all we have time for. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. All you do is search for The Pat Kenny Show. My thanks to our team, editor Emma Bradley, senior producer Claire Darmody, producer Niamh Dunn, researcher Hugh Keenan, the broadcast assistant Anne-Marie Kane, Cormac McDonough on sound.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.